Hello and welcome to our lesson today. We continue in Psalm 119. We're on lesson 4. We will consider verses 33 to verse number 40. We're looking at David's prayer. He said, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." Verse 33, he starts out with these little words, "Teach me." 8 times in Psalm 119, in this prayer, David will ask God to teach him. Now that's in contrast with the apostasy of Jeremiah's day, where we read God said, "They have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction." Are we turning the back on God? Are we saying, "Teach me, O Lord"? Are we hearkening unto the instruction that God would give unto us? David said, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statute." Now, this word "way" has been translated "toward" 31 times, "journey" 23 times, and "manner" 8 times. He said, "Teach me how to go toward thy statutes." Statutes, you remember, are the things that God has engraved in stone. They're not up for discussion. And so he said, "I want to go in that direction. Teach me, I pray." Then the word "journey" is to be traveling from one place to another. Are we traveling spiritually? We're either ahead or behind spiritually from where we were yesterday. We never stand still. Which way are we traveling? David said, "Teach me, O Lord, to travel in the way of the things that you have etched in stone." And then it's been translated "manner," a way in which things are done. Not only teach me the way, but teach me the way that I should do them. Not just the direction, but how I need to do what God wants me to do. And he said, "I shall keep it unto the end," to keep it. That word "keep" has been translated "watchman" 3 times. It talks about guarding what God has given to us. He said, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." Give me understanding. We're living in a "give me" generation. Give me this, give me that. In the Bible, you'll find that phrase, "give me," 63 times. You'll find it 5 times in David's prayer here. And he is praying for understanding. Give me understanding. That means to perceive the intended meaning of words. There's different words in the Bible. I heard one fellow saying, the Bible says be no striker. So if you're working in some factory and they go on strike, you can't go on strike. That word "striker" has nothing to do with what the word means today. We need to perceive the intended meanings of the Word of God. He said, "If you give me that understanding, I shall keep thy law. I shall observe it with my whole heart." That word "observe" has been translated "heed" 25 times. "I shall," that phrase is in the Bible, in this prayer, 19 times. And David said, "I will," 20 times in Psalm 119. Now, God will give us understanding if we will observe with a whole heart and then do, "I will do what you want me to do," is what David is saying here. He said, make me to go in the paths of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Make me. I remember hearing a couple of young people arguing in a schoolyard when I was a young lad. One fellow was saying, you better do this, and the other fellow said, make me. That's not what this word means here. Psalm 25, verse 5, the same phrase is translated, lead me in thy truth and teach me. Now, Isaiah 48, 17, we find both those words. He said, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. David said, make me to go in the paths of thy commandment, in the path of thy commandments. Now, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. There's a promise from God. Then make me to go in the paths of thy commandment, for therein do I delight. That word delight is in the Bible 39 times. Nine times it has been translated desire. We see those two words in Psalm 37, 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, we get the idea, perhaps, that when it says, well, what, if I delight myself in the Lord, he'll give me whatever I desire. Maybe I want a new sports car, a nice convertible. No, that's not what this means. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires in your heart. He will put his desires in your heart if we delight in the Lord. David went on to say, incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not unto covetous. And that word incline has been translated turn 16 times. Turn my heart to thy testimonies and not to covetousness. He said, turn my eyes away from beholding vanity and quicken thou me. That word quicken means revival. Revive thou me in the way. Turn my eyes from beholding wickedness. I got to wonder what, in comparison with David running out there in the wilderness, praying these prayers, what his eyes might behold compared to today with all the filth that's available to us to look at. Psalm 119:37, he said, turn mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in the way. And then in verse number 82, he says, mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? And then in 123, he says, mine eyes fail for salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. 136, rivers of water run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. And then 148, mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. There's a good series of sermons right there concerning the eyes. Turn my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken or revive thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. He said, I want this to be personal. Establish thy word unto thy servant. When we sit in a church service and the preacher's preaching, we should be sitting there thinking, I'm the only person here, and he's talking to me. And what does the Lord want me to learn from this? We should go home, search the scriptures daily, and see if the things we heard were so, and make it personal. He said, I am devoted to thy fear. We're living in a day when the Bible says there is no fear of God before their eyes. In verse 38, he said, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Reproach is an expression of disapproval or disappointment. David said, I don't want God to be disapproving anything I'm doing. I don't want him to be disappointed in me today. Judgments, you remember, that means that which assists one to discern right and wrong and to decide accordingly. And that's the whole purpose, should be the whole purpose of reading the Word of God and praying these prayers like David is praying them. If you will assist me to discern what is right and wrong, and then I can make a decision accordingly. There's a lot of issues today that we are facing in this age in which we are living. We could talk about a lot of them. Two real prevalent ones are the subject of salvation. If you can imagine, so-called fundamentalists have changed the plan of salvation and say you don't have to repent, you only have to believe. Well, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The Bible says God commands all men everywhere to repent. I don't know what part of that is too difficult to understand. I think it's pretty simple. But when it comes to any of the issues, another one is music. I think that's a serious issue today. Well, all right. He says, David said, I want you to assist me to give me discernment of what is right and wrong on these issues, and then I can decide according to the Word of God. Verse number 40 says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me, revive me in thy righteousness. Detailed instructions. That's what this word precepts means. I have longed for thy detailed instructions. I want the instructions and I want the details concerning them. That was his prayer. And so David prayed for seven things here. He said, teach me, give me understanding, lead me, incline my heart, turn my eyes, establish thy word, and revive me. There's a good series of prayers right there. We've been talking about what Jesus said, could you not pray with me 1 hour? You can see how easy it is. If we pray the scriptures back to God, and we looked at about 10 areas, we can pray for our family, we can pray for our churches, we can pray for our friends, we can pray concerning the circumstances, we can pray concerning our needs. What? Jesus said, you can't watch with me 1 hour? The whole purpose in this series in Psalm 119 is we might learn from David's prayer so we can learn to pray and to pray earnestly every day. Be sure to be with us for our next lesson, lesson number 5, as we continue in this series.